Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to you, Lord, for your great goodness unto us. Always watching over, Lord, say, behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I will never leave you nor forsake thee. So we can be confident. Even your angel encamps around us and delivers us. When we pass through the water, you have promised that you are going to be there with us, we will never be drowned. When we pass through the fire, you say you're going to be there with us, we will not be burned. So we have confidence in the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father, for so much loving us. He that spareth not his own son, but deliver him for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? He was delivered for our offenses. He was raised for our justification. And he becomes our righteousness. So we thank you this morning for the great testimony of the Lord from our brethren. Now, Lord, as we read your word this morning, we pray and we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you bless the reading of your word. Father, we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, tell this. Praise the Lord. Prayer of faith calls the things which be not as though they were.
Amen.
So the prayer of faith, we always call the things which be not as though they were. Couple of scriptures here, Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I read more scriptures here. Yeah, we have those what things, right? Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things. Here we go, things hoped for. The evidence of things, not seen. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, talking to Abraham here, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. That's where I got the text from. See? So now, we notice those words, things in all the things which I have read and so on. So the prayer of faith, that scripture is Romans 4:17. That's where I got that text from. So, yes. So, calling those things which be not as though they were. So the prayer of faith has to do with the unseen realm. So the prayer of faith has to do with the unseen realm. We see not seen at all. That's the prayer of faith. When it comes to healing, for example, the scripture mentions the prayer of faith in James 5:15. I just speak healing here out of many things we may need in this world. So when it comes to healing, for example, the Bible calls or mentions the prayer of faith in James 5:15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, the Bible says. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So the question is, in that particular verse of scripture, what faith is he referring to there? He said the prayer of faith. What is the prayer of faith? Well, the prayer of faith, like in Hebrews 11:1 says, is the evidence of things not seen. That faith in the eye is the evidence of things not seen. That we see is the evidence of things not seen. So the Lord told us in Mark 11:24, one more time, Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire. See? So now, so the prayer of faith, the things we desire are in the seen realm. What are in the seen realm? Maybe you want healing, maybe you want finances and so on. Those are all in the seen realm, right? There may be spiritual things, there may be physical needs, there may be financial needs, whatever it is. So they are all in the same realm, right? The prayer of faith works in all these realms. So you work for your financial, you work for your physical well-being. Prayer of faith will work for your spiritual well-being, work for your material needs and so on, that you know. So if you work in all the realms, the prayer of faith will. Another example. See someone anoint you with oil, for example, for healing. Or lay hands on you for healing. How do you know that whether you are healed or not? How do you know? Or how do you know that person has prayed the prayer of faith? How do you know? So say maybe anoint with oil or lay hand on you and so for you to be well and so. How do you know that person has prayed the prayer of faith? Well, someone might say, I will know when I feel it. Or when I don't feel pain anymore. That's not faith, right? That's no faith at all. Praise the Lord. You see? So now, so that is human reasoning. Waiting to be fed, waiting until you feel something, that is human reasoning, right? So not by biblical faith, not by biblical thinking at all, you know, it won't work. So anyway, so we see. The crucial point concerning the prayer of faith is that before you have it, you believe that you receive it, that the Bible says in Mark 11:24b, and Bible says you are going to have it, and you can just rest yourself assuredly. God says so, right? Just believe that you have it. God says you are going to have it, you know, in Mark 11:24b. You know? So the prayer of faith calls those things which be not as though they were. There may be no physical evidence at all. Like in healing, for example, there may be no physical evidence at all. You know, no feeling that you, anything, no. So, but, you know, so, you don't feel something when you are praying for, or you are praying yourself, does it mean that, you lie about it? No. You know, your sister will tell you, oh, you are lying and so on, because you are still feeling some symptoms. No, you are not lying. You know, you are resting upon God's word, right? You know, so it doesn't mean that you are lying. Understandably, this is the area in Christian living, or in the old Bible, where it is quite so hard for most Christians to do. Meaning to call the things we be not as though they were. Some of the difficult areas for many Christians and some of that, you know. They think that they are lying, or they are saying that I'm well. Even though you feel some pain, they think you are lying. I'm not lying. You are just having, that's faith, right? You're having faith. So, don't have to fear. Just you confess what you know you are believing God for. The Lord says so and so on. So, such fear of saying, oh, maybe I'm lying, should not be there at all. That your fear should be allayed. Consider the living God himself. We are following the Lord's example. The Lord himself does this kind of thing. I want to recap quite a lot of scripture here this morning. Now, in Hebrews, number one, in Hebrews 6:18, concerning our Lord, thereby two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. I'm saying that when you are making confession of faith, doesn't mean that you are lying. Irrespective of feeling or physical whatever, or symptoms, you are talking about healing, or maybe that's a little delay in your finance, doesn't mean that you are lying. You know, no. Because even here we see, Bible says that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie. So put that in your mind. Then go to Romans 4:17, where I began from. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and called those things which be not as though they were. My point is this, that you are not lying when you are making a confession of faith in the face of any kind of physical way that go against your faith. Because God, you're not lying, because otherwise God will be lying, right? God called the things which are not as if they were, and yet Bible says cannot lie, right? So you can be confident that let us your flesh, or the devil say that you are lying when you are crying those things which are not as if they are. You're just being a child of God. You are doing as God himself does things. He called the things which are not as if they are, and he cannot lie. So and the Lord does this all the time throughout the Bible and so on. For example, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible called him a lamb, or slain before the foundation of the world, right? Thousands of years before he showed up on earth here. Revelation 13 is talking of the Antichrist. He said that, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship in him, the beast and so on, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So God called him that before the foundation of the world, thousands and thousands of years before it's about to occur. Was God lying? No. It came to pass at the appropriate hour. So, and even ourselves, Ephesians 1:4, God said that we are born again. I mean, so no, that you are chosen in him before the foundation of the world, before we ever were best born upon the face of the earth, God called us that we have been chosen in Him. Ephesians 1:4. According as He has chosen us in Him, before the foundation of the world, God called it. He called it things which are not as if they were, right? He does it all the time. So that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. So don't be let anybody say that you are lying, or the devil say that you are lying. When you are believing God and confessing what you don't see, calling them as if they are, be confident. That's God's way of doing things, really, you know. So be confident and so on. As you see, the Lord does it in so many ways. Now, going to Palm Sunday. I want to give example in the Bible. Go to Palm Sunday. How the Lord will call the things which are not as if they are. There are many of them in the Bible. Go to Palm Sunday in Luke 19, verse 29. A couple of verses in here. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which, as you are entering, ye shall find a coat tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. Just today, just declare the word, you know. And verse 31 says, and if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord hath need of it. Now, the second verse says, and they that were sent went their way. What happened? And found even as he had said unto them. The Lord does this thing all the time, calling the things which are not as if they are. That's one example and so on. Even one more example, the furnished upper room where they will eat the Passover in Luke 22 verse 8. So the Lord calling the things which are not as if they are. He does it throughout all of his ministry. So in Luke 22 verse 8, and he sent Peter and John saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. And he said unto him, where are we thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, behold, when ye are entering into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him to the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the good man of the house, the master said unto thee, where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room, furnished. There make ready. That passage number says, and they went and found as he had said unto them. See, always calling the things which are not as if they are throughout his ministry. I'm saying this is the confidence. Either by God's promise, you'll be able to call the things which are not as if they are. Or when you have prayed, and you know you have prayed according to the will of God, begin to call it the things which are not as if they are. He did it throughout all of his ministry. And you're not lying. The Bible says God cannot lie. And he called the things which are not as if they are. So that gives me confidence, right? One more incident. Even the tribute money has to do with supply, supernatural supply, and you can speak things, calling the things which are not as if they are. So in the tribute money, Matthew 17, 24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received the tribute money came to Peter and said, does not your master pay tribute? He said, yes. And when he was come into the house, the Lord not even be there. He knew all things, right? Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom did the king of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children? Or of strangers? Peter said unto him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are the children free? Well, notwithstanding, the Lord said, here I'm going, notwithstanding, we shall offend them. Go down to the sea and cast and hook and take up the fish that first come up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. that take and give unto them for me and for thee. Calling the thing which are not as if they are, he does it throughout all of his ministry. And of course, as Peter went, he found it exactly as the Lord has said. So I'm giving you confidence that when you have God's promise, and you are prayed by sincere according to God's will, you can begin to call it, you know, as if they were, you know. Now, in that Romans 4:17, I want to bring out something there, Romans 4:17, where it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him, that word before him, whom before him, in the margin, that before him in the margin, is translated as, before I say that, not that God told Abraham, that's right. Now, you know, in that verse, let me read it again. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, right? Even God, who quickened the dead, and called those things which be not as even they were. So we know God told Abraham, I have made thee, right, a father of many nations. He didn't say that I'm going to make you, right? He didn't say that he did. He said, I have made you already. Not that I'm going to make you a father, I have already made you a father of many nations. So, and this was done when Abraham and Sarah had no children at all. Expanding or God calling those things which are not as if they are, right? When there was no, and there was no hope at all. Nothing inside. No, they were already old. He was 100 years old, right? And she was 90. And God said, I have already done it. You see? So, you know, God calling the things which are not as if they are, right? So that's the way which will happen. But God didn't say, I'm going to do it. I have already done it. God called those things which be not as though they were. He said, I have done it already. So we can be confident when we are making a declaration like this and so on, doing the same thing as the Lord did. So like I said before, that word before him, whom? So it's rendered like unto him. You can put instead of before him, like unto him. So I can now read and say, whom he believed. Imagine is it before, you know, as like unto him. So what happened to Abraham? Abraham believed like unto the Lord. You see? He did just like God did. So Abraham believed like unto God. He called those things which be not as though they were. So give us confidence this morning. Talking about Brother Paul, you know, and so on. I want to give some instances where God's children of all ages have called the things which are not as though they were, and they got answered. Now, what you are calling could be by a promise of God, could be a revelation, could be a vision, could be your own plan that you have prayed, and you believe God has answered you. You call the things as if they were. We know Paul, on the way to Rome, and some of that, you know, 276 people were bought. In Acts 27, let me read what he says here. He believed God. God appeared to him and he declared to the people, seeing nothing, declared, Acts 27:21. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained these arms and laws. But the second verse. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, declaring, calling the things which are not as if they are, right? In the midst of, they have been there for 2 weeks, no light, no sunlight, no moon, no star, was there for 2 weeks. Yes, this man begins to declare because God has spoken to him. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, only the sheep will be destroyed and so on, that, you know. And he tell them more. For there are two by me this night, the angel of God, which I am, and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that stay with thee. Wherefore, sir, Paul said, be of good cheer, I said, for I believe God that it shall be even as God has told me. So he makes God it happen. God he declare it. There shall be no man will die out of this storm. The sheep will be scattered, but no man shall die, right? Calling the things which are not as if they are. Your saying that could depend upon God's promise in this case, or you have prayed the prayer of faith, or you see a vision. You're going to see that thing that doesn't matter how the Lord gave it to you and so on, you know. Call the things which are not as if they are. God is with you, and they will bring it to pass and so on, that you know. Let's see more in the Bible. Elijah called those things which were not as though they were, and they became. We all know the story of Elijah, 1 Kings 17:1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to my word. Look at verse 1 Kings 18:41. Did it come to pass? He declared it. Never a thing like that in the history of the world. As far as we know, I see on record, well, maybe the old idea of Jeremiah and so on, I see the widow. But look at 1 Kings 18:41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, again, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. 3.5 years later, he said that, right? Before, he said there shall be no rain. It came to pass and so on. Then 3.5 years later, then he declared again, there will be rain again. And it was so. He called the things which are not as if they are. Well, again, because they have from the Lord, it does not matter how you hear. It could be from the Lord, could be a verse of scripture, and God comes to us in different ways. By the written word, it could be a still small voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit in your spirit is talking to you and something like that, you know. See? You know, so it doesn't matter how the Lord brings it to you, and just, you can call those things which be not as though they were, because you are a child of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. So, that's all the end of Elijah's exploits. As we know, calling the things which are not as if they are. During the days of those famine, 3.5 years of famine, what happened to him? There was a great drought, right? And there was that widow of Zarephath, unto whom the Lord says, you go and sojourn. Say, I have instructed a widow woman to take care of you and so on. And he went there. That's all God told him. I have prepared a widow woman to take care of you. Just go there to Zarephath and so on. That's all they had. Sometimes you want to hear everything. No. He will give to us peace me as we need it. Praise the Lord. Though if I wait until you see everything, you're not going to make a move, right? You know? So anyway, so just whatever you have now, just use it. And God will begin to reveal more to you. So as far as he went there, so Elijah called those things which were not as though they were when it came to the widow woman. You know the story? The woman has nothing. In fact, she's going to cook her last meal. And then, according to her, make it 2 sticks. And just make it and they die. But here is Elijah now, having heard from God, calling the things which are not as if they are, 1 Kings 17:14. For thus said the Lord, God of Israel, the barrel of me shall not waste, declaring, calling the things which are not as if they are. See? The barrel of me shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth them upon the earth, throughout the famine and the drought, thus said the Lord, saying, call the things which are not as if they are. Did it come to pass? Of course. In 1 Kings 17:16. And the barrel of me wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which is spake by Elijah. Like I said before, it could have come to you by the word of God, by a vision, by a revelation. At the same time, it come to you. You just call the things which are not as if they are. And God will stand with you, and you have whatever you have declared in the name of the Lord. Now, So Elisha even did the same thing. God, children of all ages, right? It's a principle of the Lord, right? So what can we do it today? We can. Elisha called the things which were not as though they were, and they became. I will give about 2 or 3 instances of that in Elisha's life. So Bible says a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets was a widow. She was a widow who was in a great debt. And the creditor, having taken almost everything she had, so now they are going after her sons to be made bond women. And she later learned that Elisha the prophet has arrived in her village. Somehow she felt that Elisha's coming to her village was an answer to her prayer. I think he felt to answer her prayer. So what happened? It is also possible that she has heard the wonderful story I told you about Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. Maybe she has heard that story before. How another widow, you know, that Elijah, his master, visited and, you know, and made the barrel of meal not to waste. Maybe she has heard that testimony too. So now Elisha, the servant, who is now the prophet of the hour, is in town. So she thought that, oh, well, our father asked, well, let me just cry to him. So when the woman cried to Elisha about her situation, now when she told Elisha, by many people today, he didn't say, oh, you know, woman, let me go and meet the creditor and let us pacify the faces of you so that they can just leave you alone and leave for something. He didn't say that. No, he could have said that. Today, let me go and say that, okay, let me go to you with the creditor. I will pacify him. But did he say that? Say, what do you have in the house? What should I do for you? What do you have in the house? That was Elisha said and told her that, you know, what do you have in the house? And the answer was, nothing. In the house, save a pot of oil. Then said Elisha unto her, in 2 Kings 4:3. See? Calling the thing which are not at least there. Borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Even empty vessels. Borrow not a few now. See? And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went, the Bible says, from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, and who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it come to pass, you see, it came to pass, you know, that when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came to she came and said to the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay your debt now, and leave thou and her children upon the rest. So you see now, so that oil could continue pouring. Again, another way is this. So if she has gone to all the neighboring villages around, maybe 1,000, and bring 1,000 vessels, that oil will never stop until the last vessel is filled, right? So that's teaching us faith. Believe God for big things, amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He has infinite, the Bible says the riches of Christ, they are infinite. No death, no height, no breadth, no width or anything. Don't think you can never ask too much that he doesn't have to supply us. Amen? Praise the Lord. So anyway, so that's something in there. So he called the things which are not as if they are. You know, because he lives with God. Right? You are a child of God. Christ is in you. So, they were living before God. Christ is in you. The hope of glory. So you can declare things in his name. So, one thing I want to bring out about this is this. We notice that, in the two cases, both the widow of Zarephath and also this other wife of the son of the prophet, God began with them with what they already have, right? With the Zarephath woman, what do you have? Oil and meal, right? This is the last one, right? Doesn't matter how small, right? God multiply it. So the little woman also just have a little oil. God always, most of the time, begin with what we already have. No matter how small, then you believe and God will expand it for you. See? So let's after the even in the field of the multitude, the 4,000, the 5,000 that the Lord fed, where did it begin from? A boy having 5 fish and 2 loaves, right? From which already have, could I just take your constraint? Yeah, you can do it if you want. After all, in the wilderness, you need that manna from heaven, right? We can't tie that to one thing. He is infinite, praise the Lord. So let us open our hearts and then he fulfill all our needs. So let us see here and call it the things which are not as if they were. Now, even one more about Elisha and so on. The siege of Samaria was the last of Behadad's wars with Israel. Behadad, we know, is the king of Syria, right? His last war with Israel. Good idea. So the king of Syria's great army, they are now around Samaria. You know, they built Samaria and so on. Behadad did with his army and so on, that, you know. But they could not penetrate through the Samaria because of the walls. So the walls were in their way, they couldn't get in there. But where that's good, the bad thing is that since they couldn't get in, nobody could get out, there could be no supply coming into the city. So there come a great famine. In those days and stuff that you know, so great a famine, salvation are certain. Even cannibalism begin to take place. There are two women who now, you know, boiling their children to eat because they were so pang of hunger and so are setting to the intellectual and so. And when the king, Jehoram was his name, when he heard of these two men who were boiling their children to eat, he was so mad. And you know, he went to Elisha the prophet. As if Elisha was the one who caused the problem, he didn't call it any problem. His anger with Elisha was that he thought Elisha had the power, you know, to stop this family and drought and sin. He didn't do it. That's what he was thinking and so that, you know, if I wanted to kill Elisha, you know, for that and so on. At that critical hour, what happened in 2 Kings 4:3, again, calling the things which are not as if they are. Let me read a portion of scripture to her. I'll give you paraphrasing and so on. So let me see here in 2 Kings about the 7th chapter. Then Elisha gathered all the elders together in his house. Come and see this madman, mad singer, who so wants to kill me for this and so on. Then came the word of the Lord to him. And 2 Kings 7:1, calling the things which are not as if they are. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord to the elder. Thus hear the Lord. Tomorrow, see, the things which are not now, calling it as if they are. Tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. 18th verse says that, 18th verse says, and it came to pass, I skip all the other intervening things, and it came to pass, as the man of God has spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel shall be tomorrow, about this time, in the gates of Samaria. So it came to pass. You know, so again, he called the things which are not as though they were. Whether it come by a vision or by prophecy, doesn't make a difference, but that you make a declaration and calling it, God always honor the word of his children. And so it came to pass, we see right here. Now, one more, another miracle from this Elisha and so on, about calling the things which are not as if they are. Jehoshaphat always gets into trouble, right? He was a godly king. Always gets into trouble by making alliance with some godly king. He was the king of Judah, and there are two of them, right? That is king of Israel, in Samaria, and so on. So, godly Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, in a confederation with ungodly Jehoram, king of Israel, together with the king of Edom, went to invade Moab. And the three kings marched through the very spacious and uninhabited wilderness around the Dead Sea, what we call the Dead Sea today and surround there, looking for a very sweet victory. Maybe like the one who invaded Ukraine, right? Think he can quickly just make a sweet and quick victory and so on. So this place where they went to, where they choose a path, where they think the Moabites are very, they have a weak defense. But it was a wide wilderness around the Dead Sea and so on, you know. And as a brook, that used to be there, a brook of water. This time, when they got there, so calculation was wrong. When they got there, the brook had dried up. Imagine you with army, I don't know how many thousands of army they have, and horses and so on, and the brook you are depending on now, by going through this route, has dried up. What happened? There was a terrible drought, and now the horses are going to be dying, the soldiers will die, and so on. What are they going to do? Providentially, that's how the prophet, either by revelation or so on, came to be another place around that time. So, and they were humble enough and to approach Elisha, the prophet, for help. You see, no matter what the situation is, for help and so on. Of course, Elisha had to rebuke Jehoram and so on, the son of Ahab. If not for Jehoshaphat and so on, I would have done nothing for you and so on anyway. So anyway, so Elisha, help them and so on. See, call it the things which are not as if they are. Let me read that to you in a, in a 2 Kings 3:16. So what did they do? He called the things which are not as if they are. And 2 Kings 3:16. And he said, thus said the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. Go just go and dig ditches all over the valley, right? For thus says the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And verse 18 says, and this is but a light thing. You know, it's for our God, as a light thing to our God, amen. I put that one there so that with God, nothing shall be impossible, amen. No matter what I need or you need, just get his word and his promise and begin to call the things which are not as if they were. It shall come to pass, you see. So that is our God, and so that you know. Verse 20 says, and it came to pass in the morning when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. So he called the things which are not as if they are. See? So because he was living with God, and that Lord Jesus is in you, is in me, and so on, that you know. So there to call the things which are not as if they are. So God delights, I just give that example, there are many of them in the Bible. God delights in his children being like unto him. You know, I told you in Romans 4:17, where I said before him, is rendered like unto him. So the Lord delights in you and I, his children, to be like unto him. So you are like unto him. I mean, if I'm like unto him, then I will be like him in the areas of faith. Have the faith of God, right? What kind of faith? I have the faith of God. As well as the other areas. I will call those things which be not as though they were, because I'm like unto him. You are like unto him. So be bold. Be confident. No matter what situation you are in. Find the will of God. Find what God wants to do for you. I'm going to call it. Though you don't even see them, they shall be. So, when Christians can be persuaded to take this step of faith, they will get the result. So these principles, like I said before, of faith, they are true. They will work for in any kind of a realm. Realm of the spiritual, realm of the physical, and financial realm or material, they will work. This calling the things which be not as if they were, they will work in all realms, because it's based upon the word of the Lord. We can act like God by calling those things which be not as though they were. We can. He wants us to act like him. That's why in John 14:12 he says this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye that believeth on me, the word that I do, shall he do also. And greater word than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. One of those things to call the things which are not as if they are. Because we can do that, what he did, can do it too. By reason of use, exercising our senses. And you get this thing can go into the realm of prophecy, right? When you are calling the things which are not as if they say they were, can go into the realm of prophecy. And God will honor it. That's the way God does things, right? So, now, let's see here. So, we are to walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us that. Because sight never caused those things which be not as though they were. If you are walking by sight, you can't call the things which are not as if they are. So don't walk by sight. How should you walk by sight? Walking by sight is to walk by reason. See? But reason never caused those things which be not as though they were. It won't do it. You know? Sight walks by what it is seen, right? Sight works by what the physical senses tells it to do, right? It says, well, if I see it, and then I feel it, or if I feel it, then I believe it. No, it doesn't work that way at all. So that doesn't please God at all. In fact, it depreciates God, really, you know. Hebrews 11:1 again says this. Now faith is that, the substance and some of that, you know. So faith is the substance or the grandeur, the confidence, even of things hoped for. So that was faith for the battle and so on. So what is it there? The moment prayer is made should be the moment you begin to call those things which be not as though they were. Once you have prayed the prayer of faith, begin to call those things which are not as though they were. For example, in the case of healing, even though the disease may seem to progress, what does he mean? And even grow worse, hold fast to your confession of faith, calling those things which be not as though they were. See? That come to pass. So now let me a final note here. If you can see it or feel it when you pray, then you're not praying the prayer of faith. Amen? Praise the Lord. We are waiting for you to see it and so on. Then probably you're not praying the prayer of faith. You know? So the prayer of faith is the evidence of things not seen. You can determine if you pray a prayer of faith by whether or not you are calling those things which be not as though they were. That's your test, you know. See? So I think that's the last thing I want to say. You can determine if you pray a prayer of faith by whether or not you call those things which be not as though they were. So going forward, let us dare to consistently call those things which be not as though they were. And they shall be in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He surpassed us to walk like our master. Those who believe in him also walk, also as he himself walked. In the name of Jesus, our great example. Blessed be thy name, O Lord. And we know you back up your word. As God's children, we hardly will ask anything contrary to your will. So, and then when we know we are asking according to God's will, we have confidence that he will answer us back and to call the things which be not as though they were. And that's where the Lord is glorified. That's why the Lord is exalted. In one place, if you ask the Father anything in my name, I will do it that the Father may be glorified in the Son. It is now getting answer to our prayers that the Father is glorified in the Son. So we go this morning with confidence that whatever we have asked of the Lord, we do receive in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we declare boldly, we can go through the scripture, many, many of them like that and so on. The Bible says, shall have whatsoever is there. You know? So we thank you for blessing the reading of your word. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen.